Kelv is in New York City. We happened to have yesterday on the show Ian O'Connor, and he was talking about his Aaron Rodgers book. And I started to get a little bit nervous. Honestly, Crowder and Ian O'Connor got me a little bit nervous talking about how good the Jets could potentially be, because I've kind of discounted everyone in the AFC East besides Buffalo. And after talking with Ian O'Connor yesterday, like, what are you expecting out of the Jets? What is New York expecting out of the Jets?
To be a playoff team and to win a playoff game. Like, there are Jet fans that expect that this is Super Bowl roster and that they could be playing in an AFC championship game. But I expect the Jets to be a wild card team with definitely a chance to win the division, because as we talked about these three teams, the AFC East outside of New England, you're pretty much splitting hairs. But you look at this squad, Breece Hall's a stud, Garrett Wilson's a stud. We know what Aaron Rodgers is, and that defense is phenomenal. And they'll benefit the most from having Rodgers, because you actually have a quarterback that will be able to hold on to the ball. The biggest question for the Jets is what the offensive line will be. They brought back Moses from the Ravens, who was there before. You got Smith from the Cowboys, but he's always injured. And they drafted the kid Fashanu out of Penn State. So they've improved the offensive line. Now the question is, how much better do the offensive line get, and can they stay healthy?
And, Gelb, something that we talked to Ian about yesterday, there was an excitement for Aaron Rodgers, first ballot Hall of Famer, being in New York. Then he plays four plays, gets hurt. Is that excitement still there? Because he's still damn Aaron Rodgers, Gelb.
I think the excitement is there, but you have two different Jet fans. You have a Jet fan that is a little bit younger, that's looking at this more positively, and then you will have the older curmudgeon Jet fan who could blame them with all the pain and suffering that they've seen, where they're like, last year was just a reminder, just when you think you're going to take the bait and this is going to be a great team, there's just unfortunate luck with this organization. And also, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the coach is a concern as well. The reason why I forget to bring him up a lot of times, just because Aaron Rodgers runs this organization, but there's a lot of questions as to what Robert Saleh could be as a head coach and what's in a make or break year for him.
So Aaron Rodgers, everybody hopes in the Jets world that he becomes a Jets legend. Let's talk about another former Jets legend, Mike White. So the Dolphins are going with Skylar Thompson as the backup to Tua. Mike White goes to the Bills at practice squad. Is Mike White good? We've had this conversation. Is Mike White good, or was he right place, right time, because Zach Wilson was so hated by teammates and New Yorkers?
Yes. To answer your question on the second part of that question, anyone that you put out there would have looked better than Zach Wilson. And also, I think Mike White should send a thank you card to former WFAN host and now working at FS1, Craig Carden, because he was doing the afternoon drive and he was leading the Mike bleeping White, Mike effing White, I think it was, campaign. So that's where some of the excitement also came from. But that was like a nice little 2-week stretch, and then it did fade away. So Mike White's a backup quarterback in this league, and obviously the Dolphins thought they had a better backup quarterback option in there.
And then in the AFC, because Mike White, just thinking about it, in Buffalo, but, man, Gelb, I think if Joe Burrow stays healthy, Cincinnati's monsters, this AFC is hell. I think Harbaugh, I know it's a joke, whatever, Harbaugh and Herbert, like, this AFC, what team do you think people are sleeping on in the AFC? Because there are some bad teams right now that can play. I'm worried about Colts, and I don't know if it's a Florida thing with Anthony Richardson. The Jaguars just gave Trevor all that money, like, what team are people sleeping on the AFC? Because the Dolphins are going to have to beat three of them if they want to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think the two teams are the Buffalo Bills and the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars were in the same position last year as the Texans are this year. And the Jaguars were 9-8. Lawrence wasn't healthy, and now there's questions about him. But like you said, they just paid him. I think they bounce back this season. But I start things off with Buffalo. I believe Josh Allen is going to win the MVP this year. I think just even though Stephon Diggs is a heck of a player, that relationship did run its course, and I think they could just breathe a little bit easier in Buffalo now without that distraction being there, even though a lot of people do like Stephon Diggs still in that building. But Deion Dawkins, incredible left tackle. You got James Cook at the running back position. I expect a huge year out of Dalton Kincaid, the tight end. I know Milano going down. The linebacker out of Comac, New York, my hometown, actually. is a bit of a concern. But I think people are writing Buffalo off, and it would not surprise me if Buffalo goes on a deep run this year and Josh Allen has a wins the AFC East and the MVP.